live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
For those of you who are just joining, let me just go over the story I was talking about before we entered the break. There's a cardinal in Newark. His name is Cardinal Joseph Tobin, and the cardinal says that he wants Catholics to forego their Second Amendment right to bear arms because, by his logic, your rights are what's causing all of the violence. So he's actually blaming his flock. He's actually looking at the loving and God-fearing Christians who populate the pews in his diocese. And he's saying, you know, it's all your fault. Your rights are all your fault. When a transgendered whack job who is not a Catholic, who is not a Christian, busts into a school and slaughters 6 children, including 3 children, that's Catholic's fault, says Newark Cardinal Joseph Tobin. Sorry, Freudian slip there. He says, quote, let's voluntarily set aside our rights in order to witness the truth that only peace and never violence is the way to build a free society that's lived concretely in our homes, our neighborhoods, and our communities, our nation, and our world, he writes. I honestly believe this is the best thing we can do to change the culture of violence that threatens us today. To disarm. And give up your God-given right of self-defense. That's what Cardinal Tobin believes. Cardinal Tobin is wrong. And to Cardinal Tobin, I say, no, I will not be giving up my God-given rights of self-defense. Because it is wrong of you to suggest that it is those rights that is causing the violence. It is wrong of you, sir. And it is also wrong of you to suggest to your flock that they leave their families defenseless against evil. You might as well be asking us to throw in our lot and surrender to Satan if we're going to be surrendering to these whack jobs. I can't believe an American cardinal would have such a dim-witted point of view. But it shows you, well, if Chick-fil-A can go to the dark side, what hope have we all? Now, where I find this incredibly funny, because the cardinal is obviously a man, a left-wing extremist, obviously. Now, you all remember there was a landmark case where the Supreme Court said that we had gun rights, that the Second Amendment means what it says. A landmark Second Amendment Supreme Court ruling said that Joe Biden, what he called an affront to common sense and the Constitution, has become an element in his son's legal defense, according to the New York Times. As you all know, Hunter Biden, the cokehead, Joe Biden's cokehead son, is in some legal trouble because he's lied on federal forms to get a firearm. Because it shows you how all of the Democrats' rules are so keeping us safe. That the cokehead was able to obtain a firearm, but he did so illegally. All he did was lie on federal forms. That's all he did. Those very same rules and federal forms that the Democrats promised would make us safer. Yeah, not so much. Didn't work with Dylann Roof. Didn't work with the Sutherland Springs shooter. Didn't work with Hunter Biden. He's a menace, as you all know. After the Supreme Court struck down New York State's concealed carry law in June of 2022, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. versus Bruin ruling, Beijing Biden said he was deeply disappointed and vowed to protect Americans from gun violence. No, he vowed to protect Americans from gun violence by taking law-abiding, non-violent citizens' rights away. He wasn't going to target criminals. Joe Biden wasn't going to target criminals. He was going to target the innocent. That's how he was going to make you safe. Anyway, his cokehead son's lawyers cited that decision in New York in an effort to persuade the Justice Department prosecutors that a prosecution against his cokehead son for lying on federal firearms applications would be found moot. In other words, they cited the Supreme Court that struck down this prohibition on carrying firearms in New York, which is completely unconstitutional. Joe Biden's cokehead son's lawyers said, we're going to use that case that Joe Biden blasted to get his son off the hook. It shows you these people have no core. What's important? According to Joe Biden, his son's legal defense is putting you all in danger. According to Beijing Biden, his son's legal defense, and according to the Cardinal of Newark, his son's legal defense is putting you all in jeopardy. But Democrats will say and do anything, will sacrifice anybody. There's no sacrifice here. Freedom isn't the problem. But they will say or do anything to keep their own butts out of jail, out of accountability. And there you have proof of it. There you have proof of it. So I don't know how you guys think about your rights. If you think your rights are going to be the problem in this world, but I would highly recommend you change your point of view. I would highly recommend that if you're a left-winger out there, I want you to think of the cokehead. I want you to think of Beijing Biden's cokehead son, who basically is going against everything you left-wingers claim you believe in, that my freedom causes harm to you. And he's saying that that Hunter Biden agrees with me just so he can stay out of jail. And I want you all to know this is how every Democrat will do you. If you ever end up on the wrong side of a Democrat, you could devote your whole life to their stupid, vacuous, idiotic nonsense. You can believe their religion, their left-wing religion, all you want. You're going to devote your whole life to it. But if somehow their religion, their so-called, their professed beliefs gets in the way of them achieving power or keeping power or avoiding accountability for the wrongdoings that they do, just know that everything that they claim they believed in, they're going to betray, just like the cokehead son did. This is how they're going to do you all. And for those of you stupid enough to vote Democrats in Sheila Jackson Lee's district or Lizzie Fletcher's district, this is who these people are. So you would do well to actually look at this and understand that you're voting for and pursuing devotion to a party of backstabbers. And this is exactly what they'll do. They'll betray everything that they claim they believe in just to avoid accountability, just to stay in power. And that means they have no core. So I just thought you guys ought to, those two stories I thought fit so well together. As a matter of fact, they fit so well together, I might even do a preamble on them later today because it shows the vacuousness and the stupidity of the left. And it shows how stupid you all are for voting for Democrats. It is one of the most stupid acts to vote for a Democrat. Now, some Republicans out there, I can't say voting for them is an act of anybody who belongs in Mensa. But let me just state for the record that if you're still a Democrat voter after all the harm that they've done, there are two stories for you to show you where their mindset is. One of their minds is up their rear. The other minds, when it comes up from doing lines of cocaine, is doing anything and saying anything possible to keep him out of jail. And that's what Democrats will do. They'll betray everything they claim to believe in. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, thank you. I'm crossing my fingers here. I'm hoping I can hear you. Good morning. Kelly, are you there?
I'm here.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling in.
You're more than welcome. I'm calling about this supposed appointed AG, John, whatever his name is. What do we know about him? Where did he come from? I'm infuriated about this whole ordeal against Paxton.
I didn't read a lot about him. I think he was former Secretary of State here in Texas.
Okay.
So I just saw the headline or read a couple of stanzas on this, Kelly, because my sense is the overwhelming public opinion, not to mention legal opinions that are dropping over what the House did. My only hope is that the Texas House, some of the leaders go to jail for what they've done. I don't know if they're immune from going to jail, but my hope is that some of them do for what they've done here. The overwhelming negativity toward the Texas House has reached such a fever pitch that I believe that the Senate is going to be taking all of this legal advice. And this is just my opinion. I have no inside knowledge of this, but my opinion is they're going to look at all the legal basis and all the laws that the Texas House broke to put this impeachment through. And they're going to say, this is an illegal impeachment. The House erred. The House is wrong. Thank you for the articles of impeachment, but they're dismissed. That's my sense. So I don't know that we'll be with this interim AG for very long, but I think he's a former Secretary of State, if memory serves, and I don't know a lot about him, to be honest.
Okay.
So there you go. But all of these cases now, Kelly, are on hold. All of the cases, like investigating pharma, big pharma, it's on hold, which I think is what the whole MO, the modus operandi of the Texas House was. A lot of those folks getting payoffs, you know. So, all right, lady. There you go. There's an interim AG who's going to be a placeholder while Ken Paxton goes through this unnecessary impeachment, an illegal impeachment. By the way, folks, one of the lawmakers I'm talking to this morning, he will want to weigh in on the Ken Paxton impeachment along with the debt ceiling stuff. More debt ceiling talk. And I don't want to get, I know some of you folks gloss over, I don't want to get too specific, but I'll set the table for our discussion because we're going to ask these Republicans how they voted on the debt ceiling coming up at the top of the hour. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show, The Voice of Texas, and praise God, TNT Radio.
Now.
Yeah, I've got news for you.
Give me the news.
Give it to me.
Give me the news.
TNT Radio News.
News flash.
Matt Boylan here with a look at your TNT headlines. Serious concerns are growing over the health of America's aging president after the 80-year-old took a nasty fall at an Air Force graduation ceremony in Colorado. Poland is refusing to send any of its F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine because it barely has enough for itself. And it's been revealed the Netherlands is looking to buy almost 100 more Leopard tanks as well as Patriot missiles to send to Ukraine.
Thanks for listening to us. Now we want to listen to you. Our lines are open from the U.S. and Canada. Call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-3100. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Imagine.
$11, thanks.
People driving through your workplace. Oh dear.
Oi, that was a fresh pot.
Well, that's what road workers live with every day.
Jeez.
So don't make it dangerous by driving carelessly through roadworks. Look up, slow down, take care.
Where are my chips?
That was a fresh pot.
Because you wouldn't like it. Authorised by the State Government, Perth.
We believe in patriotism. We believe in our country. For 100 years, veterans have been impacting our nation through the American Legion. Learn more at legion.org/we believe.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Folks, about the impeachment, there have been, and a lot of the stuff I've been putting out on Twitter, a lot of people have been putting out. Yesterday, I played something for you guys right off of Twitter of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, which I thought would be a great PR campaign against these treacherous House people. By the way, yes, this is a visual. Joe Biden falling down yesterday. I want to direct you guys. There are several memes coming out right now. One was put out by not POSO, NAUTPOSO. We retweeted it. It's Donald Trump teeing off and the golf ball, the fake golf ball hitting Joe Biden in the back of the head and causing him to fall. For those of you who don't know, Joe Biden, Beijing Biden, fell yesterday on stage. It was a embarrassing. By the way, Joe Biden in that moment became a symbol of the America he and his Marxists are destroying. Fallen. He crumpled down in a heap, folks. It just wasn't pretty. And if you haven't seen it, it's all over the net. And all the left-wingers who were bashing President Trump for going down a wet, steep plank aboard a ship, saying, oh, there's serious questions about his physical health and his mental health and all this kind of BS. They're all quiet on this. And they're all bashing us today for laughing at Joe Biden falling again. And it's, you know what, folks? I used to be sorry for this man. I used to have sympathy for this man. But everything that he's doing to this country, no. You can't have sympathy for pure evil. And Joe Biden, even though whatever few brain cells he has left, they're all evil. As are the people who have surrounded him. So, I'm not going to stop chuckling at this. And the only thing that makes me sad is that now Joe Biden is truly a symbol of America under his rule. Fallen. Falling down in a crumpled heap. That's what America is when people are stupid enough to trust Democrats. Stupid enough to consign our country to not even mediocrity, which is the old Democrat Party. The old Democrat Party was mediocrity. Now it's absolute destruction. So I was scrolling through the Twitter feed and just saw that and wanted to pay attention to it because it is the big news out there. By the way, the press is getting some cojones, if I can throw a little Spanish lingo into our discussion today. The press is looking at the polls. The vast majority of Americans believe Joe Biden's a traitor. That's why, and by the way, folks, because we believe it, that's why the FBI is sitting on that document that shows it. That shows he's a traitor. That shows he took a large payday to sell out America's foreign policy for cash, which he's been doing his entire life. They don't call him quid pro Joe for nothing on Capitol Hill. But now that this man, the Democrats, used to tell us openly was quid pro Joe, used to say that he was completely unqualified. Now the Democrats are circling around him. I'm sorry, his regime circling around him. But here's a reporter asking of John Kirby. The American people believe that he's a traitor. Now you've got this document the FBI admits exists that shows that he sold out America for millions of dollars to foreign cash. And you're going to hear John Kirby responding, and you're going to hear Karine Jean-Pierre take the Lord's name in vain because she's a sick and twisted piece of filth. Have a listen.
53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. There's, of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
Wow. Jesus. Did you hear it in the background? Kirby goes, wow. I thought you were all on our side. How could you dare ask that? And then she says the name of the Savior under her breath. Did you hear in the background? Let me just play this again. And remember, polling shows the majority of Americans look at Joe Biden. He's corrupt. And he is. He is. John Kirby can sit there and say the American people are wrong. But we know, either he's stupid or he's undertaking deniability here, plausible deniability. He's just choosing to look the other way to a corrupt administration.
53% of the public, including a fourth of Democrats, believe, quote, Joe Biden was involved with his son in an illegal influence peddling scheme. There's, of course, evidence that the president interacted with his relatives, associates from China, Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. So what do you say to the majority of Americans who believe that the president is himself corrupt?
There she is, saying the name of Jesus Christ, using it as a curse. Here's how Kirby responded.
Can I take that question?
The president has spoken to this. The president has spoken to this. And there's nothing to these claims.
Nothing to these claims. He's spoken to this. No, actually, he's been hiding his entire occupation of the Oval Office. You've been hiding him. He's spoken to this. He said, none of it's true. Oh, thank you, John Kirby. Because as we know, you would never lie to us, right, Joe Biden? Actually, no, Joe Biden, just like the Hunter Biden laptop, kids. They lied to us about that. They lied about the Trump-Russia collusion. John Kirby, your side, and Karine Jean-Pierre, your side has been lying to us. That's what you folks do. You're liars. Barack Hussein Obama, from the minute he got up there, the minute he got into the White House, took it upon himself to start lying to the American people about what he was doing to us. So forgive me, but you people have a track record of lying. It's a Chris Salcedo Show axiom. Democrats lie. Left-wingers lie. They always lie. And I have yet to run across a Democrat who doesn't, a liberal who doesn't, a leftist who doesn't lie. So my axiom has a 100% track record, a 100% track record. Who doesn't lie or who hasn't lied? So, folks, I know I got a little distracted here because I was scrolling down the Twitter feed trying to find a speech by Tony Tinderholt. And it wasn't a speech. He was asking questions of the impeachers of Ken Paxton. And I finally found it. And what you hear during this back and forth and this questioning, and it's quite long, I'm not going to play it all. But what you hear is the Republicans inside of the Texas House. They were breaking the law. They knew they were breaking the law, and they did it anyway because they hate Ken Paxton. Because Ken Paxton does everything that they don't. Actually opposes Democrats. Actually opposes Democrats, not facilitates them. So Tony Tinderholt, who's a conservative, not a Republican in the Texas House, he's a conservative, was actually asking some pointed questions of the impeachers, the illegal impeachers, this guy named Murr, who was the poster child doing Dade Phelan's bidding. And by the way, on Twitter, there's also a list of all of the, here it is, money received from Dade Phelan. John Lujan, $439,899. Stephanie Click, $419,826. Glenn Rogers, $305,409. Lacey Hull, $178,502. David Spiller, $97,700. Money from Dade Phelan, the Speaker of the Texas House, to all of the impeachers. To Mr. Murr, $52,347. Anybody seeing a connection here? Here's a little bit of the back and forth between Tony Tinderholt and Murr.
The gentleman yield for questions.
I yield.
Thank you, Chairman.
How many investigators were there?
Hired a total of 2 investigators. And that was laid out, I think you heard that from Chairman Longoria, right, as he presented.
And so essentially, but there were 5 people that were hired. Was it 5 or 6 that
6
were hired? 6. Okay. So I misunderstood. I thought there was 5. So how were they chosen?
The active goal was to look for...
No, the question was, how were they chosen? The active goal of the... Here comes the BS.
Folks that had experience, especially in public integrity matters, white-collar crime, and preferred to have experience gathering information and with a keen eye of whether or not any criminal conduct occurred, because that was the basis of the allegations in the whistleblower lawsuit.
So we're all, I will accidentally say 5 because that's what I have written in here, but were they all from the same city or county?
No.
Had they all worked in Harris County in the past?
To my knowledge, off and on, they may have, but not all of them at the same time.
Would you be surprised if I told you that of the 5 that I was aware of, all 5 of them worked in Harris County with the vice chair of the committee that you're the chair of, that initiated this resolution? Would you be surprised by that?
Yeah. By the way, the vice chair was a socialist, is a socialist. And oddly enough, the socialist had relationships with all of these so-called investigators.
I also wouldn't be surprised, as you have Chairman Dutton behind you, that Harris County has over 2 million people and a lot more attorneys and investigators than many other jurisdictions around the state of Texas.
Would you be surprised to find out that 3 of those 5 were fired by their district attorney at one point?
So they were the cream of the crop. So apparently it wasn't their expertise that Murr and Phelan and all of these and Charlie Guerin were looking for. They were looking for something else. And Tony Tinderholt would go on to reveal that all of these people who were so-called investigators vote in Democrat primaries. They were leftists. They are leftists. So their criteria wasn't experience, because they had been fired by district attorneys for likely, I don't know what the charges were, but they're, you don't fire somebody if they're doing a good job. Let's just say that. So they were all fired, so they weren't the cream of the crop. They weren't the top investigators in their field, but they did check one box for the so-called Texas Republicans. They were Democrats. They were Democrats. And we all know the Chris Salcedo Show axiom: Democrats lie. They always lie. And you know what? Those who call themselves Republicans in the Texas House who cater to Democrats, they don't have a stellar track record for honesty either. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas in TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
I have an interesting blog on CFACT, in case anyone wants to Google that. It says, disrespect of the weather, a major driver of the climate agenda. I think one of the big problems of the climate change agenda, and I think it's part of everything we're seeing today, is a disrespect of the past. Somehow we've all gotten the bright idea that whatever came before us was much less challenging than what we're facing today. I'm reading from the blog. And so the link is, let's just tear it down or ignore it, or better still, don't even look at what happened in the past and elevate what's going on today. Trash the past and cancel it. This is an exercise in arrogance, ignorance, and narcissism. How so? Well, what makes you think that given what was going on before, you would have had the right answer? I don't care what it is. It's easy to judge based on what you know now, or in a lot of cases, we're seeing what you don't know. For instance, the kind of storms hit the United States in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, if that was happening today, we'd have people thinking some kind of atmospheric apocalypse is coming. As it is, they've successfully portrayed it as that now, when in reality, if you know what happened, you were bored a lot, looking for trouble, figuring it has to come back. So what's the moral of this story over here? If you don't know the past, you tend to elevate yourself now. You become more important. You see, folks, all of us, in my opinion, were born with a desire to be something bigger, to reach beyond our grasp. And when someone tells you you can't do that, unless you have everybody working together, guess what starts to happen? The individual gets less and less respect, and individual events are disrespected. Just my opinion. Here's a fact, though. You should enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Julian Assange dared to expose the truth. He dared to expose war crimes and corporate corruption. And he's now a political prisoner while the mainstream media censors and distorts the true story. In May 2019, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, Nils Melzer, published a scathing condemnation of the injustice inflicted on Julian Assange. Melzer said, quote, "In 20 years of work with victims of war, violence, and political persecution, I have never seen a group of democratic states ganging up to deliberately isolate, demonize, and abuse a single individual for such a long time, and with so little regard for human dignity and the rule of law," unquote. And Melzer said, "This can only be described as psychological torture." Years later, Assange still sits in jail with barely a whimper of protest from the so-called free media.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Folks, glad you made it back. Yeah, I was just talking to the Getter and Rumble chatters. 2 points. I don't want to forget this point. In the past, impeachments were held over long periods of time and in full view of the public. The impeachment that was launched by the Texas House of Ken Paxton was done in private, behind closed doors. So the people of Texas and the rest of people around America, because this is a national story now, couldn't see what was going on. They couldn't see what was happening. Does that scream legitimacy to you? That's point number one. Number two, what do you guys make of the Democrats saying that we can't make fun of Joe Biden as he's fallen again? What do you guys make of that? Remember when Ford fell down the steps? The left-wing press, they were howling. They couldn't make fun of him enough. They couldn't play that video enough. As a matter of fact, I may play that video of Joe Biden falling down several times in my Newsmax show just to tweak you left-wing folks in the media who delighted in making fun of Trump whenever he misstepped, and he never fell down. He just took a slow and deliberate walk on a wet, steep plank. And then you guys said, oh, he's getting too old. Yada, yada, yada. So you people on the left get carte blanche to make fun of our presidents. I mean, Ford was, you know, considered our president. He was actually maybe more conservative than your modern day Republican is. Although Reagan outshined him, as we all know. But what do you guys think of the left wing saying we can't laugh at him? Let me go to Troy. Troy, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas and TNT Radio. What do you say?
Good morning, Chris. Yeah. We need a new word for hypocrisy, because that word just doesn't measure up anymore to what we deal with from our friends on the left. I remember as a kid watching Saturday Night Live and wondering why Chevy Chase, I didn't understand why Chevy Chase was Ford, do you remember those skits?
Yeah, I remember.
Fall over.
Yep.
And I just, you know, he wasn't even trying to dress like Gerald Ford, but he was somehow playing Gerald Ford. But yeah, their actions are fine. And then when turnabout is fair play, it doesn't work in their book. Then it's mean and it's ageism. They're just, I'm so tired of even dealing with these people. But I called about what you were discussing earlier. I love it how these spokesmen and women for the president, he gets to get away with. Joe Biden has addressed this, and there's no validity to those claims.
No, there
really isn't. Oh, the accused guy? That's like saying Jeffrey Dahmer has addressed these, and these are baseless claims.
Yes, I know.
We've got evidence that the man killed and ate 24 people. You know what? Mr. Dahmer has addressed those claims.
Yes.
And he assures us that there's no validity to those claims. Oh, okay, thanks.
Well, Troy, wait a minute. You know that the FBI director is under threat of being held in contempt. And
yeah.
First, when James Comer said, you need to provide the document that shows the alleged conduct of Joe Biden in selling out the United States of America for $5 million to foreign cash. You need to provide us with that. And then Christopher Wray said, no, we in the FBI run you. You guys don't run us, which is against the Constitution. So he said flat out no. Then James Comer said, fine, we're going to hold you in contempt. And I said that Christopher Wray should have his ass thrown in jail. And then he said, well, we'll let you and Chuck Grassley go see this document inside of a skiff. Just you guys. And that's when the FBI let the cat out of the bag, saying, yes, this document does exist. So Comer says, no, that doesn't satisfy the subpoena. So we're going to hold you in contempt. And now we're hearing today that Christopher Wray will walk over personally, according to reporting from Judicial Watch, will walk over the document to Congress.
Yeah, this situation is showing us there's a certain level of things that our government, both sides, honestly, get away with. And the true we talk about these the debt ceiling negotiations recently, but the true negotiation is happening right now behind closed doors between Christopher Wray and Comer. Because there's a price. They're going to keep throwing stuff at Comer. What do we need to get you to make this go away? I hope that Comer is a man of integrity, because honestly, Chris, I don't know how much more of this our country can take as far as Democrats getting away with everything.
At some point,
we're going to be like, okay, that's enough.
Well, wait a minute. Hunter Biden lied on a federal gun form. And he's now saying that he's citing the Supreme Court ruling in New York that basically declared New York's gun prohibition unconstitutional. The son of the Democrat occupier of the Oval Office is saying, in essence, my dad was full of garbage when he criticized that Supreme Court ruling. I'm going to use that ruling to keep my butt out of jail. These people have no moral core whatsoever.
They don't. And look, on an optimistic side, we're now learning a lot more than we ever knew before. The behind closed doors things. I think the internet, the different social media groups, Newsmax, all the channels that are now available for the American people to get information that we didn't have before.
I know
people are starting. That's why that number is at 53, and I believe climbing as far as the number of people that believe that our president took money from other countries and did some illegal stuff with it. 53%. Now we're always going to have.
No, wait a minute. What about the classified documents? They're now since the revelations of Joe Biden having this FBI investigation that was illegally quashed, in my opinion, now that the revelations of that are out there, now all of a sudden the DOJ is leaking, ooh, President Trump, we're gonna go out to President Trump again to change the topic, to change the subject so that the left-wing press has something else to talk about. It's craziness, yeah. And they think we don't see the pattern, and we do.
Yeah, well, luckily for us, their numbers are dwindling as far as viewership.
That's true.
And I'm telling you, a lot of people are getting a lot more information from other than ABC, NBC, the big media outlets. A lot more people.
And you know, CNN,
other ways.
CNN is purging its audience right now because they're actually doing real journalism now. They're actually being fair. What was it? It was the Durham Report. Remember, Troy? Durham Report said that they made up everything. The FBI falsely launched this crossfire hurricane thing, and then. They said this is over at CNN. They said it was bad. Over at MSNBS, they put on a whole cavalcade of guests to basically say, this is all BS. We don't believe any of it. So that's why CNN is losing all the left wingers who are getting bad news, which is we found out who they are. We know who they are. And they rely on CNN and MSNBS and all the other alphabet news agencies to cover for who they really are. So thanks, pal. Appreciate it. Steven in Florida. Steven, I've got about 60 seconds, but they're all yours.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I just want to give a quick emergency red alert heads up. I want everyone to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want everyone to look up Air Defense 23. if this goes through, this is going to spell our doom. This needs to take a front seat of everything being reported on right now, what NATO, led by the U.S., is fixing to do, because Russia's not playing games, and we do not have the ability to defend ourselves against what they're going to do in response to this. Just look that up, and then go to HalTurnerRadioShow.com and look at his analysis about this.
Yeah. I'm hey, Stephen, when was the last time Hal talked about the Chris Salcedo show and some of the points we were making?
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. Me either. But I appreciate it, man. Wait a minute. He did make a great point about how our military is being... Russell, our military is being intentionally degraded by Democrats. And that is a problem. However, anything we could do to thwart Vladimir Putin and Mother Russia, I think is a good thing. Two members of Congress up next on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.